Hello, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Monday, July the 29th, 2024. I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. And tonight on Live Talk, we're looking at the 7th SADC Industrialization Week, a trade and business conference that started in Harare yesterday. But first, let's take a look at what is happening here in the United States. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump and Democratic presidential candidate Vice President Kamala Harris have gone on the attack against each other as they seek to appeal to undecided voters in the swing states. The race is expected to continue heating up now that Election Day is just a little more than 3 months away. VOA's Veronica Banderas Iglesias has the story.
With the U.S. general election about 100 days away, Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump ramped up his attacks against Democratic presidential candidate and Vice President Kamala Harris during a rally in St. Cloud, Minnesota.
New fighter, we have a new victim now, Kamala. We have a new victim. We have a brand new victim. And honestly, she's a radical left lunatic.
Harris fired back at Trump when campaigning in Pittsfield, Massachusetts.
And you may have noticed, Donald Trump has been resorting to some wild lies about my record and some of what he and his running mate are saying. Well, it's just plain weird.
The Harris campaign says the former prosecutor has raised $200 million since President Joe Biden's endorsement, and that 66% came from first-time donors. New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu, a Republican, expects the excitement around Harris's candidacy to wear off within 30 days. He advises the Trump J.D. Vance ticket to stick to the policies instead of resorting to personal attacks.
Stick to what's driving anxiety. People have anxiety right now because they can't pay their bills. They have anxiety because they don't feel safe in their homes or in their communities. Those are the things that will drive them to go make a vote for Trump in November.
Maryland's Democratic Governor Wes Moore says he believes Harris's vision for the future will help her win over undecided voters in key swing states.
I think what people are saying now is we can finally have a conversation about the choice that people have in this election. That people see that it's not just that democracy is on the line. It's also the fact that basic values of how we think about economic freedoms are on the line.
Harris is expected to announce her vice presidential pick before the Democratic National Convention, scheduled for August in Chicago. Political science professor June Spigman, who also is a Rhode Island state legislator, says candidates usually choose running mates that can balance the ticket.
Geographically is often the way it's done. She's from the West Coast, so let's choose someone from the Midwest who can bring votes that she might not otherwise get. Trump balanced the ticket with someone who was much younger than he was.
Harris has a busy week ahead with a scheduled campaign stop in Atlanta, Georgia. The Trump ticket will also hold campaign events in Pennsylvania, Nevada, and Arizona in the coming days, according to their website. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
Thank you, Veronica. 16 countries from within the SADC region are in Harare for the 7th SADC Industrialization Week, which kicked off yesterday at the Harare International Conference Center. President Emmerson Mnangagwa is set to take over the rotational SADC chairmanship at the 44th Extraordinary Summit to be held next month. Addressing business leaders drawn from different sectors within the SADC region, Vice President Constantino Chiwenga urged members to increase trading amongst each other. Chiwenga said Zimbabwe was a safe and attractive investment destination.
Let me assure you that Zimbabwe is a safe and attractive investment destination. The government led by His Excellency the President, Comrade Dr. Emmerson Damso Mnangagwa, is committed to creating a business-friendly environment and attracting global investments. The Zimbabwe Development Investment Agency, Zida, and one-stop investment services center streamline investment processes, reducing registration timelines, harmonizing investment laws, enhancing investment facilitation, and prioritizing commercial viable projects will catalyze investment and economic development in the whole region.
That was Vice President Constantino Chiwenga in Harare. The head of mission for the African Development Bank, Muno Mopotola, called for the total revitalization of the railway system, especially in Zimbabwe, to ensure the smooth transportation of goods and services.
Let us try and revitalize our railways. This is something that the ADB has been very keen on doing within the sub-region. We see Zimbabwe as a very key interlocutor for railways. You know, in fact, I was speaking to the Minister of Transport of Mozambique to say, yes, you have a very nice railway that gets to the border, but if we don't tackle the railway system in Zimbabwe, then, you know, your investment will not be efficient. So for us, we think that just tackling a regional railway system, which is already in place, by the way, these were done before independence. So why can't we just revive them? Because in other parts of the world, I mean, I was fascinated one time. I visited Mongolia, and actually there's a railway that runs from China, passes through Mongolia, goes through several European countries, all the way to Germany, and it only takes 2 weeks to move goods between three different continents and I think seven countries. So we can actually learn from that, and that also speaks to looking at some of the border processes that we have, the trade facilitation instruments that we adopt within the region.
That there was the head of mission for the African Development Bank, Muno Mopotola, in Harare. Commenting on the 7th SADC Industrialization Week, human rights activist Clarice Maduku agreed with the call for the revamping of the railways infrastructure in the country.
One of the major reasons that I feel is kind of an issue that needs to be addressed is the infrastructure. We've been battling with poor roads. I see there are efforts to resurface, but Zimbabwe would do well if it goes beyond resurfacing to introduce even more bigger and wider roads. There may be also a need to invest in the railway system. I see that there may be competition between those who are using haulage systems and so forth, and those that need to look at the railway system. The railway would do much more better in terms of connecting within the region. We talk of Mozambique, South Africa, Zambia. I feel that these are things that we need to work hard. Other issues that needs to be focused on in Zimbabwe is that when we look at our relations, also we still have issues to do with our human rights reputation that needs to be addressed. We still have a lot that our government, our politics needs to do right, so that the reputation of Zimbabwe goes back to where Zimbabwe used to be the great basket.
That was human rights activist Clarice Maduku in Harare. Media Center Director Enes Mudzenki also gave his view on the SADC Industrialization Week.
Zimbabwe needs to be competitive in order to benefit from such events. Because basically, when we talk of industrialization, we need to attract investment. And for us to attract investment, we must be an attractive investment destination. And currently, we are not very much attractive, and we need to address certain fundamentals in order for us to become a competitive investment destination. For example, we have to deal with infrastructure. Look at our railway system. Our railway system needs revamping. Indeed, it needs total revamping. We also need, yes, we are working on some roads, But our roads still need attention. When you talk about the Mashingo Road, that is the Chirundu Bedbridge Road, we still haven't completed. So we have to complete those projects. We also have to deal with the other key fundamentals, like the issue of corruption. We must be more committed to fighting corruption within our borders, because with the current levels of corruption, we cannot become a competitive investment destination.
That there was Media Center Director Enes Mudzengi in Harare. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back after this.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those who are just joining us, we are streaming live on all our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. And for perspective on this issue, we are joined by our guest, Mr. Masimba Kuchera, an independent economic analyst. We'll also be reaching out to our other guests as time moves on. Welcome to the program, Mr. Kuchera.
Thank you very much, and greetings to the listeners.
Mr. Kuchera, you heard there was a lot of discussion about the SADC, the conference that's currently on. What's your view? Is this going to be bringing in business in Zimbabwe?
So there are key issues. When you talk about investment and at a regional level, there are a number of things that I think our country needs to look at. The first one is the one around infrastructure. Do we have sufficient infrastructure to cause investment to happen? And our infrastructure falls short in a number of ways. So we have poor roads, we have poor rail infrastructure, as was being said there. But when you also look at investment, I think the challenge for me is when we talk about investment, we immediately think about investment from outside Zimbabwe, which also then leaves out those investors within the country who have also suffered the changes in Zim dollars, the decommissioning of money, and so on. So when we talk about investment, we also need to think about investment within. Mm-hmm. But the last key issue to look at is the issue of corruption. The issue of corruption makes it very difficult for people to come and bring money. As long as we have a lot of middle men and women wanting to be part of the investment, then it ceases to be profitable. So we need to move to a situation where we have less human intervention in terms of the processes, digitize a lot of these processes so that we remove human intervention and human interruption.
Mm-hmm. Mumbopinda nerurimi rwa mai kuti munoona pane zvingakwanisika kuitwa here parizvino. Tinoona kuti taona vazhinji vanga vari kutaura ivo kuti dai pagadzirwa zvinhu zvakadai senjaji dzinofamba zvakanaka kuti zvinhu zvipinde nekuendawo kune dzimwe nyika zvaka zviri zvenyore. Zvii zvimwe zvingagadziriswa pakadai?
nyaya yekugadzirisa migwagwa nenjanji inyaya yakakosha. Nyaya yechipiri yatingangotaura inyaya yecorruption kana nyaya yehuri. Uhuri uchiri hwakanyanya muZimbabwe. Uhuri hwekutoti iko zvino hurumende haisi kuziva kuti $87 million dzayakapa vanhu kuti vatenge mbudzi mari iyoyo yakaendepi. Uhuri hwekuti zeki iri kunzi iyo yakaisa tenda ye$40 million hatizivi kuti mari dzoni dzakaendepi. Zvino kana tichidaro ari maprojects emunyika medu, kuzoti kana kwauya vamwe maprojects mahombe zvinozofamba sei? Saka nyaya yehuori inofanira kugadziriswa kuitira kuti tinge tichisiyana netsika yehuori, nekuti inoitwa kuti tisakwanise kuva neinvestment yakakwana. Asi chimwewo chakakosha ndechekunzwisisa kuti zvinhu izvi zvifambe, zvatirikutaura panodiwawo mitemo inobvumidza vanhu kuti vange vachifamba nyore pakati pedzinyika idzi dzesadhaki. Kazhinji kazhinji tinotarisa kuti madomasi achafamba sei kubva kuZambia kuenda kuSouth Africa achidarika nemuZimbabwe, asi vanhu vacho vanovafambisa dzimwe nguva tinenge tisingazvitarisi kuti vanenge vachifamba sei. So mitemo ine chekuita nekufamba kwevanhu wozvavo. Vanhu vanenge vachifamba pakati pedzinyika idzi yakakosha kuti inge ichitariswawo vanhu vange vachiona kuti vari kuita here kuti vanhu vakwanise kufambawo zviri nyore, kuitira kuti maprojects anenge achiitwa iwawo ekufambiswa kwezvinhu ange achiitwawo zvine budiriro.
Tiri kuona zvakare kuti pamusangano uyu tiri kuona pane vamwe masangano akadai savana Zimtrade, vamwe vari kutengesawo zvinhu zvavo, vamwe vauyewo kuzoratidza zvavari kuita vemunyika. Mopindirei nesindevele kuti munoona izvi chizobatsira here kurandudza upfumi hwenyika?
Umnoto wetu katesu upanzi kakhulu owouti angoni umbukiso onjenge show ekona katesi kumbe onjenge umsangano okona katesi uphakamisa umnotho ngesiquvo esikhulu kakhulu, ngoba umnotho wethu uphasi. So engibonayo ukuthi abantu bengabuya sibili benze umhlangano oweviki kodwa ukuthi umnotho uqalise ukuphakama kumele abantu behlale phansi, kumele sithiyane le ndaba yenkohlakalo, kumele sithiyane le ndaba ekuthi sihlukumeza abantu ngenxa yempolitiki. Kumele sibile sihlale phansi sibone ukuthi singenza njani ukuthi umkhonomi wethu uthuthuke. Umkhonomi kawuthuthuki ngokwenza umhlangano oweviyo elilodwa onjengalovo.
Coming back to, you spoke about the issue of corruption. What other issues do you think the country needs to get over for it to get into that stage where we start seeing the economy picking up?
The economy needs stability. It needs political stability. It also needs a lot of infrastructure development. So far, we have very little electricity capacity. We can't generate the amount of electricity that is required to power a vibrant economy. To the extent that this Chinese company had structurally build a dedicated line for its steelworks. Now, when a country does not have a sufficient power, sufficient energy to power an economy, then that economy will face serious difficulties. So when we talk about infrastructure development, it's not only about roads and rail. We are looking at even the energy side of things. We don't have enough energy, and it's important. that we also look at that. It's also important to look at how people move within the SADC region. Is it easy for people to move from one country to the other? In some cases, it's not that easy for people to move from one point within the SADC region to the other. So it's also something that needs to be looked at. So when you talk about investment, it's not only about these figures that we always talk about, and I heard the Vice President saying that Zimbabwe is a very attractive investment destination. But where there is corruption, then you also have very bad investors coming to coming to invest in that country, because then there is nothing for good investors to benefit.
Thank you. Please stay on the line. Timbo Tora Kola. Hello, Kola Makadi, and you? I want to reward it to our Nanimuruku pin at Murkuns, where we are on us to our nation, Yam Sanganum Kuruyu, a Westadak, Uchangoriko, Zimbabwe, Mwezuno Tevera, Asi Parishino Kune Conference, you go on a business, repeat Kwekoko, Munona says.
Yeah, this is a very good opportunity to Zimbabwe. At least it acknowledges its challenges, that it is facing economically and politically. Because it's high time to keep hiding, pretending as if everything is okay. To be very honest, can only a leader, can only a father, you are running a family, you are running an economy. Let me even say a time of, say, 5 years. That's the time you get a review with what previously we need. Come up and come clear to the people. Let people view what he has achieved. Let you also say, guys, this is what I set to do in 5 years or 10 years. But of this list, I have achieved this. Then give people an opinion to say, okay, guys, let me evaluate what you think, what you say is done, and what you have failed to do. Then, if you acknowledge all that, then you come a bit clear and say, guys, I think we have failed here and there. What can we then do? Bring in people who have got the expertise. Bring economists, bring engineers. I mean, bring experts of every field where you are lacking. And then people who for an input. And what's the obligatory? Then to keep saying, no, everything is okay. People are looting. Everything is okay. People are dying in hospitals. Everything is okay. People are moving in their thousands out of country, going there to the diaspora. And you keep saying everything is okay. I don't think that's normal. We have reached a point where people should just admit their failures.
Mm-hmm. Asi zviri nyore rekola kuti vanhu vauye pachena vachitaura kuti aiwa apa takanganisa.
If you are given the mandate by the people, get me right, Sisima Zelasia. Politicians are given mandate by the people, and it's disciplinary for them into power. And under normal circumstances, they are accountable to us. And if we don't get the service that we deserve, if we don't get the goods that we deserve, if we don't get all that is expected of them to deliver to us, we are then supposed to go back and say, guys, we have failed. I know politicians have got ego. They can clearly come in and admit their failures. But let me tell you, I follow politics here and there. And I was following what was happening in our neighboring country, South Africa. And Ramaphosa admitted through his general secretary, what's his name, Cyril Balula. They said, guys, we have failed. We have failed to garner this percentage that is supposed to allow us to govern the country. So that is certainly admitting we have failed. So what do? We need other people to carry on the mandate. So people should want them to come clean and say we have failed. But we can see their failed. Right now, I was listening to a speech named Kazu and Ajitaura for our speech in Ritwa. Yesterday, I was meeting in Ritwa with Zimbabwe. You know, she said, Botswana has, Mozambique has done very well. They've constructed, they've taken the up railway line from deep down in Mozambique up to the Zimbabwean border. But Zimbabwe has let it down. Honestly, in this day and age, we can actually railway line of all the things. Railway line, just 2 bucks. Railway line. Routine has been there. We grew up knowing we can get a train anytime from Harare to Bulawayo, Harare to Mutare. And just maintaining that still thing, there's first.
Thank you so much, Paula.
Thank you so much, Mark. It's high time politicians should be accountable to us who choose them.
Thank you very, very much. Mr. Kuchera, muri kunzwa zviri kutaurwa naKola, mombopindirawo nesindevele kuti munoona sei zvataurwa naKola. Hanzi, vanoita zvematongerwo enyika vanofanira kubuda pachena kana zvinhu zvisiri kufamba kuti aiwa, hazvisi kufamba. Pindirai nechindevele.
Ya, leqiniso lelo ngoba uzabona kuti lapha eZimbabwe udubo esilalo yekuthi silombuso oyentando kayiphikiswa. Okuthiwa ngusibalukhulu kumbe ngupresident yikho yilo iqiniso, akula muntu okumele amphikise. So udubo yokuthi ngeke umuntu owodwa azi konke okumele kwaziwe. Nxa sakhilizwe sikhangela ukuthi umuntu wonke ulamacebo azawasebenzisa ukuthi ilizwe liphakathi lithuthuke. Nxa kuyukuthi ama-politicians efuna ukuthi bona yibo abaziyo kuphela, abantu kabazi lutho, kuzaba ludubo sibili.
Mombotaura nerurimi rwamai kuti saka tichienda mberi chii chamuchaona chichabuda iro vhiki rino chamunoti aiwa ichi chichanakira nyika?
Vhiki rino chichangoitika ndechekuti vanotengesa zvavanotengesa vamwe vachawana vaviri vatatu vanotenga, nyika ichashambadzwawo senyika yakanaka kubudikidza nemusangano uyu. Asi zvinonyatsosimudza upfumi kubva pahuri iko zvino kuti uende mberi. Tinoziva kuti kugadzirwa kwerailway line, kugadzirwa kwemigwagwa, kugadzirwa kwenyaya yemhando dzemoto kuti ikonomi yacho inge ichishanda, kugadzirwa kwemaindastri, maindastri mazhinji haachashandi muZimbabwe. Saka zvakakosha ndezvekuti tichibva panapa ngatiwane kurudziro yekugadzirisa zviri mumusha medu kuti zvinge zvichikwanisawo kuenda palevel yekuti vanoda kuuya vachisima mari vange vachikwanisa kuita izvozvo vakasununguka uye vachifara vasina kumbunyikidzwa.
Aiwa, thank you so much to our guests there for having, you know, taken us through this program, and would also like to thank those that are streaming with us. I see there's Dixon Majaha who's saying, good evening, Tete Marvelous, can you call me? I'm Dixon Majaha. Aiwa, thank you so much. And Dixon, we thank SADC for the Industrial Week. SADC is doing what is right by coming together to develop the region. Nyika inovakwa nevene. Dr. Okuru Kuitawa Majaha, thank you so much to all those that were streaming with us and also those that have just joined us. Please share our live feed streaming from Washington, D.C. I'm Marvelous Msanganyahuye saying have a very good night, Zimbabwe.